For decades now, public schools have used busing as a way of integrating classes and providing opportunities for minority students. But the achievement gap between black and white students remains, and some parents in cities like Evanston, Illinois, are calling for an end to busing and a return to neighborhood schools. From Chicago Public Radio, Jody Becker reports.
Every weekday morning in Evanston, nearly 400 African-American kids who live in the city's Fifth Ward wait on street corners for yellow school buses to take them out of their neighborhood to schools in different parts of the city. On this day, it's bitterly cold, and the bus is late. Vicki Sturtevant waits with her granddaughter Diamond every morning on the same corner her own kids stood on for years.
Beginning of school, the buses is not, you know, don't come on time, or sometimes the bus didn't show at all. It's time for a change, been time for a change for our children.
Kids in this neighborhood used to go to Foster Elementary School, just a few blocks away. But the school was closed down 30 years ago when the city decided on a self-imposed integration plan. Under the plan, no school can be more than 60% white or 60% black. Today, every school in Evanston meets that guideline. In this neighborhood, that means kids must be bused to one of four elementary schools. If a new school is built in this neighborhood and the guideline is waived, it could change the racial balance at every school in the city. But some black parents and activists say they're no longer worried about the mix of students in the schools. They're concerned about the results.
We want change. We want our children to be educated. We want the best for our children too. But you've had 30 years of opportunity to address the needs of the children in the school district, and you have not.
Driving around Northwest Evanston in the neighborhood where she works as a drug counselor, activist Judith Treadway points out clusters of kids waiting for buses on slushy street corners. Like black students all around the country, African-American students in Evanston don't do as well as their white peers on standardized tests. One striking statistic, by eighth grade, only one-third of Evanston's black students can read at grade level. That's despite an aggressive push over the past 3 years to close the gap between blacks and whites. And there are new pressures. Congress and the Bush administration have made it clear that students in every school need to show they're making progress. Regardless of all the good intentions, Treadway says integration has not worked in the Evanston schools.
There is nothing wrong with schools being homogeneous. It makes me feel good to see the black and white kids in the school. But are they learning? Are they achieving? I mean, we have to ask profound questions.
Parents in this neighborhood say they want a school their kids can walk to restore a sense of community where they can be more involved. Last month, the Evanston School Board voted 5-2 to go ahead with the Fifth Ward School in concept. Hecky Powell, who owns a barbecue restaurant, is the only black member of the Evanston School Board. He voted against the new school.
I came out from day one and I said, look, you're not going to get this school because it's a financial issue. It's not a black-white issue, it's a green issue.
Powell says the money simply isn't there. He says most of his fellow board members voted for it, afraid of being called racist.
You know, they're good liberal people, but they just don't know how to just say, hey, this cannot happen.
Opponents of the plan say if educators in Evanston know of programs that would boost minority achievement, they want to see resources spread around to all of the city's 16 schools.
Okay, write down this number.
At Kingsley Elementary School in Central Evanston, Sandy Vidantonio helps her fifth graders figure out math problems as they write down their answers on small whiteboards.
All right, what were you thinking, Andrew, when you rounded it off that way?
A 31-year veteran in the Evanston schools, Vidantonio says teachers are already trying everything they can think of to bring minority student performance up. In-school reading specialists, before-school programs, tutoring, rigorous classroom instruction.
You're never going to find an answer because we're dealing with society's problems on the shoulders of children. There isn't an easy answer. It's just day by day, hard work, a lot of caring, a lot of loving going on in these classrooms.
Parents in Evanston's Fifth Ward say they want those kinds of classrooms. They just want them in a school closer to home. For NPR News, I'm Jody Becker in Evanston, Illinois.